All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk podcast. So glad that you are here. We continue our Why You Need a Podcast series. We had talked about the why and why it humanizes content and the benefits associated with the podcast in prior episodes. We talked about the marketing and that target market, oh, who can be on it, why it's important, win-win strategy, compounding of that content, all of the positives associated with a platform like this. And now we're going to venture into the actual content creation of this platform and how it can just multiply. But I just want to make sure that we reiterate one thing, and that is there's a numbness out there. There's, once again, and I referenced it in a prior podcast, and there's a numbness. There's a content numbness. I take my stock photo, I slap my logo on it. It's a person carrying a computer, and we, you know, we're all important, and we talk about whatever blog it might be or whatever report it might be, but it becomes very numbing. And so when you think that you're posting, right, you think that you're and you're doing it, but you think people are going to look at it, probably 99 times out of 100 they're not going to look at it just because it's the same. There's this just, you know, lake of sameness out there of content. And so your goal and what we got to try to accomplish here is how do we get attention in a world of numbness, right? And one of the challenges that we're going to be addressing throughout this particular series in content creation is that boredom. This is how it happens each and every day or whatever it might be. I got a report. I got to find a graphic. So I find a graphic. I slap my logo on it. I post it to my digital platforms, and I don't track it. I don't do anything. I've, you know, in essence, I've created the content, and I just posted it. That is boredom. That doesn't achieve what you want to achieve out of people reading and consuming that content, and that is you being a thought leader. Your company is designed for solving problems. So that's what we're talking about here. How do we get past that boredom too? The platform, the podcast platform, once again, you get into it or you find somebody to do it. Either way, it's in-house or you figure it out because it does a great job and it really pushes off that boredom. So we're going to go into it, and I classify the content into sort of three categories. You've got the macro, and if you're out there on the old video, you're going to see it. You're going to say, oh, okay, there's the macro content. There is the micro content, which is smaller, of course, and then there's the ultra micro content, and that is your engagement. You can't be out there thinking that, okay, I posted my podcast or I posted my content and I posted whatever it might be and think that people are going to be engaging because you have to be engaging yourself, okay? So we start, if you're out there on the video, we start with a simple one. And the simple one is the macro content creation, right? And that means, from my perspective, as I look at the creation of content, I look at the macro as a podcast, top of the heap, right? It is designed to be able to generate all that great information. A blog, which you put a lot of time, energy, and effort into creating and pulling in the information that is needed for that blog and the ability to be able to cogently communicate a point. And then you say, hey, I want to do a webinar. Okay, I'm going to do a webinar. That's the third one of this sort of macro creation of content. So, you know, you're going to promote, and you're going to push it, and you're going to create the content. You're going to do everything that you possibly can from the webinar report. And then, of course, the last one that I categorize as macro, high level, are reports, insights into your market, insights into services that are being provided, and where do you reside, and how do you improve, and all of that good stuff. So once again, macro content is one, podcasting, blogs, webinars, and reports. Now let's just take that, right? Because we're in the content creating business. That's what this machine is all about, creating content. So what I can do, I can do a podcast. We talked about that target market. We talked about getting your internal, your partners, your customers, your prospects, your heroes, your philanthropy, all of those people. That's a podcast. And that is tremendous amount of goodwill, win-win, content that's created, compounding, right? We talked about that. Now you're saying to yourself, well, I did a blog. And today, blogs tend to be somewhat stagnant. I did a blog. I posted it. It's stagnant. It sits on my website, or it's out there, wherever it might be. But why don't you do this? Let's dust off that blog, because it's still probably very relevant, very meaningful, and has great content that needs to be a part. You just got to repurpose it, and let's repurpose it into a blog. And we take that blog and we put it into a podcast. So now all of a sudden the blog becomes a podcast. And you can speak to it. It's like, hey, I got this blogcast right here. I'm going to show you. I wrote this, whatever, a couple of months ago, but I think it's still relevant. Let's talk about it on the podcast. And you can set that criteria up any way, shape, or form. The same thing goes for a webinar. So there were people out there, they might have joined, they might not, it's on demand, whatever it might be. That can be converted into a podcast. And the same thing with the report. Hey, I just got this report. This report was shining light on this, that, and the other challenges and where we want to go. There are reports out there all around us. And you have those reports. You repurpose it into a podcast. So now all of a sudden, you not only have podcasts of all your relevant market, you have podcasts that you can repurpose your blogs, your webinars, your report. That's what makes this particular platform very powerful. And not only that, unlike maybe a blog where you can sort of try to sprinkle in some, funny moments and all that good stuff, the podcast, once again, can bring out that human side. You can put it into a video cast, right? What we're doing here. So just from that alone, you repurpose all of that valuable, wonderful content. And then you can take that podcast and create another blog. You can take that podcast and create another webinar. You can take that podcast and create another report if you so choose. It is that simple. So out of that particular process, if you're out on the video, you'll see I can create 16 separate macro content information that is valuable, that's win-win, it's human, and it's you're the thought leader, right? That's what that's all about. I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that. So now all of a sudden, that boredom that you might get, all of a sudden it's not bored anymore. I'm not just cranking out a blog. I'm actually cranking out a blog, but then I know it's going to go into a podcast and it's going to create another form of content for consumption and saying, hey, Scott's a leader, or this company's a thought leader, or whatever it might be. You get it? That's macro content creation. You're fighting that boredom, that content boredom, and now you're repurposing old content that is still tremendously valuable within the market, and you're still a doggone thought leader. That's what this is all about. Be bold. Be brave. We're going to continue with this conversation on content. Let's change the world here. That's what we're all about here at this on this platform. And you, too, can be the same way. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We're going to come on back. We're going to continue our conversation on content creation. Have a good day.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.